Quantity Radio.
All right, hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Quantity Radio. It's your girl Big Quan and I'm here. Like, I just had a whole ass meltdown. We're gonna keep it all the way real. Like, I just had a whole ass meltdown before I started this podcast today. So we're gonna talk about a little bit of mental health today. Y'all know I love talking about mental health, so we're gonna dive into that for sure. But first, I want to introduce my guest. I have someone with me today, Miss Sharde. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
You doing fine? Doing good. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm so happy to have you on today's episode. We got some things to talk about. So I really like to let my guests pop their shit. So, you know, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, what you got going on, what you like, what you don't like, everything. Just introduce yourself.
So my name is Day. I run the YouTube channel, Shades of Day. And ooh, I'm a little nervous, girl.
Don't be nervous.
My bad.
It's okay. Just,
I'm about living life and being a mom. That's number one, always.
All the time.
No matter what I do, like, being a mom comes first. Mm-hmm. And just living life, trying to make the best of it, because we're living in some real hard times right now.
And, yeah.
You know.
She said, I don't know, but no, you've been doing your thing on YouTube. I wanted to ask you about your YouTube, actually, so... What made you want to start a YouTube channel?
Okay, so it's a funny story behind it. So one day I was just watching YouTube. I used to watch makeup tutorials because I don't know how to do makeup.
Mm-hmm, like, me either.
Yeah, I'm about to learn how to do some makeup. But you ever let, like, your YouTube playlist just play and then something that's not related just come on? Mm-hmm. And you're like,
what the hell is this?
And then you get stuck in it and you're watching. You're like, oh, snap, this is actually really interesting. Mm-hmm. There was a girl on YouTube and she was telling a story. Reminding me so much of myself. Like, she was telling about how she had trauma from not having a dad, and how that affected her in her growing stages as far as high school and stepping out into the real world as an adult. And it just, like, touched me. I was like, oh my God, that's so, like, bold of her to get on YouTube. Like, YouTube is worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
You get on YouTube and you're, like, exposing that. So from that day, I started watching more of her videos, and more videos got recommended. And I'm just like, there's a lot of people out here really just telling their story on YouTube, and living their best life. And then I got into vlogging. Probably like one day randomly I was on Facebook Live and I was just vlogging my whole day, not knowing I was actually vlogging. And somebody was like, hey, you should start a YouTube channel. Like, you're super funny and you're just over there living your best life, girl. People would really want to watch you. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
And then I picked up the camera because I got bored, and TikTok was really popular back then. Started telling my stories through TikTok, and eventually it went over to YouTube.
Okay, okay. So you are more like vlogging, or are you storytelling too, since that inspired
both.
You?
I do both, but I'm getting more into the vlogging. I like to edit, so that, like, really calms me down. It's like my safe space.
Okay.
I'm just chatting around, messing with the apps. It just really calms me down and actually takes my mind off.
Okay, well, maybe you could teach me how to edit, because I kind of, like, low-key suck at editing. Like, I be doing my little clips and stuff for my reels, but I'm like, I need to really learn, like, how to chop it up, put it together, make it, you know, come together. So we're going to have to speak about that. So, okay, so what is your YouTube channel so everybody can go and check you out?
It's under Day Mulan, so Daimulan.
Okay.
But my, what is that, like, your username? It's at Shades of Day, because I know YouTube's starting that username.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They always update and shit. Like,
yeah, all
the time. Okay. So y'all go check out her YouTube channel, check out her vlog, storytelling, and just the life of her that she be living, you know? Check her out. So I want to start off too with an icebreaker question. I always usually start off with icebreakers, just to get, you know, the flow going for the episode. So I'm going to pick a question first, and then I'm handing you the cards, and you get to ask me a question, too. So, let's start. Let me pick this one. What's the last major goal you accomplished, and what obstacles did you have to overcome to do so?
last major goal I accomplished. Let's see. I've done a lot this year so far. That's why I'm so. The last major goal I actually accomplished was getting signed back up for school. I'm actually going to finish my esthetician license.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew that, but I took a little lashing class back in 2021 and actually didn't do anything with it. But as the time's going by and my mental state is getting better, I'm like, it's time.
Yeah.
I'm just ready. I'm ready. I really want to do like waxing and stuff like that. Like facials. I'm into like, I'm in my sophomore era right now.
Yes.
I've never been in one, and like, I'm liking pink. I'm liking waxing, wigs.
Yeah, it looks good too, by the way.
You. She first said she ain't
time. Never. That's what I'm saying. It looks good. So you did your big one with that one. So, okay, girl, like, let's see. What else? So you are want to go back to school, or you started going back to school already, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a major accomplishment right there, because you already working full-time mom, you know, then you going to school. So how do you find like a balance to do all of that? Because like I said, I want to talk about like mental health. So how do you do all that? How do you juggle all of that?
Ooh, it was a struggle, like at first with getting into it, trying to find a scheduling, because I work long hours. I'm gone from my house 12, 14, 16 hours a day sometimes. So just the fact that I switched over to nights, that helped me out a lot, because a lot of businesses are open during the day. So that was my first step. Because when I was doing days, like, I couldn't find a balance. I couldn't find any balance. I'm getting home at 9 p.m., leaving for work at 3 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I was, like, tired Monday through Friday. I only had weekends to do stuff. There's no schools open at that time. So
yeah.
Once I switched over to nights, I was like, oh, okay. I like that I have most of my day open. What can I do? The kids is at school. What am I going to do? So that's how I was able to balance that. And also, you have to check yourself, like, you have to tell yourself, hey, am I doing too much or am I not doing enough?
Yeah, it's important.
So that was the biggest question I had. And for me, I have to stay busy. I don't like to, like, not do anything at all, because then I feel lost. Yeah. I have this need to just keep going.
But with that, though, like, you having feel the need that you always need to do something, does that kind of like take a toll on you too? Because I know I'm kind of like that as well. It's like, I need to do this. Like, when I'm sitting down too long, or like if I have a chill, relaxed day, I'm like, what can I do? Like, I try to find something to do, and I'm like, girl, sit down. Like, you need to relax. Because then when I start going and going and going, I get stressed out. Like, you know, I start, you know, getting really stressed, anxiety, and it's like I have to deal with that, and I have to realize, like, okay, Shaquan, like, you're doing too much right now.
It happens to me too, but when I do get a chance to just sit down, really relax, like, I'd be having to force myself, honestly. Like,
yeah, no, it's hard.
And I do it at the last minute, and I gotta stop doing that, so I'm still working on that. Like, I told you, like, I had a breakdown last week because I was just doing too much.
Yeah.
Trying to take on being a sport mom, working, starting a business, going back to school, just a lot at once. But what I found really helpful is working out. That's just my me time right there, just working out.
Okay.
I just like to go on a walk. I live downtown, so, like, I go on a walk by the water.
Ooh,
just sit
nice.
There
okay.
And just think.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's for 5, 10, 20, 30 minutes, it just helps.
Yeah, clears your mind doing it, getting a walk. And going to
I mean, when I sung it down,
I yeah, I'm saying. You were supposed to tell me. You were supposed to. Okay. Stop. Go. Just go.
I'm dead.
I cannot. At least I'm laughing and not fucking crying. This is okay. All gonna be on camera. Okay. Don't edit this out. No, don't edit this out. Okay. So we're going to switch, and you're going to answer me a question now. I'm in the hot seat.
Okay, just a random card.
Yeah, random card. I'm nervous now. What is it?
Oh, we were just talking about children.
What is it?
Okay, it says, do you have children? If so, describe your relationship with their father.
It says our mother, but obviously you're a woman.
I have a child, yes. I have a son. My relationship with his dad is good. We're a good co-parent. You know, we switch off weeks. You know, he goes with him 1 week. I get him the next week. I feel like I have a cool relationship with him. He is definitely a great father. I want to put that out there. He's a great father. If I need anything, if his son needs anything, he's always there. You know, and I feel like some people, like, they'll be like, well, I don't want to do nothing with my baby daddy. Or I don't want to do nothing. Like, you know, like, but if my son wants to be like, hey, mommy, I want you and dad to come with us to the movies. You know, I'll be like, okay, well, that's fine, you know, because it's what the child wants. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't have a problem with that. Even if he didn't say that, you know, I think that our relationship is pretty cool. And we don't fight, argue, none of that. So I'm actually pretty blessed to have a decent baby daddy.
Shout out to my baby daddy. Hey, daddy.
Yeah.
I got a question about that. Yes. Was it always that same easy relationship?
When we first wasn't together, it was kind of like a little bit of emotions involved because we had just broken up. Right. So, but even then, I would never, like, keep him, his son from him, you know, or we always would still come together for our son. So I would say kind of like, yeah, even though we had to, like, put our emotions to the side, we would just always been about our son. Mm-hmm. So we never wanted him to, like, feel anything or know anything. I just want him to know love. Mm-hmm. So our relationship, it's always pretty much being cool. And a lot of people be asking, they be like, why don't you get back with your baby daddy? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to say that on this episode. Like, I'm not opposed to us getting back together. Like, I'm not going to be like, I'll never move, because it didn't end like that, you know? So if it's in the cards, if God has it in the cards, then hey, if not, hey, you know, it is what it is. Everything happens for a reason. So. Absolutely. I'm always open to it. If God says so, then it's going to be what's going to be. So, let's talk about being a girl's girl. Because you said you were in your soft life. Like, you in your soft girl era. And you said you never were before. So, how? Like, why weren't you? Why do you feel like you weren't before?
I think just because, like, I was. I'm not going to say I wasn't, like, but I didn't understand what it was to, like, really be friends with anybody. Like, I'm more of somebody else's friend than they are mine. And I seem to run into that type of friendship a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's not until now. I'm 29. I just started getting friends who are, like, actually genuinely my friend. I probably have 2 friends that I've been friends with for a long time. But I don't know if you ever noticed, like, I had a lot of groups, like, big groups of friends for a long time. But they weren't really friends. They were just around, like, either to party, or I'm not gonna say to spend my money, but I always had a little bit of money, so Tiny, because they called me Tiny back then. Oh, Tiny gonna come through with a bottle. Tiny gonna come through with this. Yeah, invite Tiny, she got a car, like, you know.
So it's more for what you had, what you could do for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was never reciprocated ever. Like, I just learned that, like, when I had my last son, I fell out with a couple of my friends who I thought were my friends. Mm-hmm. They were around for a really long time, but it just took that baby shower to really open up my eyes and say, hey, they're not for you. They're never there for you.
When you actually need them, when it counts the most, mm-hmm. you know, everybody's able to, like, let's go out, let's have a party, mm-hmm. let's do this, mm-hmm. let's get some shots, or let's go here, go there. But in my time of need, like, you know what I'm saying, when I really need a friend, exactly. you know, where are you?
And they were only there, like, if I had drama to call them about, like, baby daddy drama or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm here to listen to that. But if I'm like, hey, I just need a listening ear or somebody to just come over for the weekend. I don't have no kids this weekend, but I don't want to be alone. Can you come over? It's like, oh, I don't know. And most of them didn't work, so.
So
it's
not you like doing? You at work. What are you doing?
I'm offering to come get you from different cities and all type of stuff.
Yeah, no, that's not cool. It's like, and you have to watch out for those type of friendships, because and like cipher through them, because I've had instances like that too. It's like everybody's down to party, everybody's down to go out and hang out and stuff like that and have fun. Right. But like when I'm having a mental breakdown and I can't call you, like, oh, it's like, oh, well, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's damn. Like software. It's
like, can I get something else? Like, even if you ain't got nothing to really, no advice, like, verbally to offer me, like you said, sometimes you need a hug, like, mm-hmm. just come over and just hug me, like, I want to lay down and we could just lay in the bed and just chill and you could be there by my side while I'm going through whatever I'm going through, right. You know, like, those are the type of friends that you need, like, somebody that's going to be there for you, even if I don't have no words to say. I'm just sit there and I'm going to hold you, girl, and I'm going to be here Absolutely. For you. I'm going to make you some food. You ain't got to worry about cooking today. You know, I'll come over and help with the kids and stuff like that. Like, we need friends like that, because I've never really had that back in the day, but now I do. Like, I have my friend, like, she's always pretty much there for me. I'm there for her. And it's like, now I'm coming, like, she's my friend, she doesn't have kids. Like, my best friend, she doesn't have kids. Mm-hmm. But my other friends, like, I've been coming into other friends, like, knowing them, like, through work and stuff like that. And they have kids, so it's always good to have mom friends, too. Like, right. I don't want to party and turn up all the time. That's cool. But now I want to involve the kids. Like, when we go out, okay, let's bring the kids. Let's take the kids to the pumpkin patch. Let's take the kids over here. And, like, let's have fun. And they do this. And then we can still have our little girl time on the side, too, while we watch the kids, you know?
Right.
So I was like, I feel like that's really, really important for women to have, you know? Like, real, genuine friendships.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. So, just being, like, in your soft girl era, like, what are some of the things that you like to do?
I've been really big on self-care, like, going to the nail shop just because, like, yeah. I don't even need to go. Let me just go get a massage on my little toes and my little feet just because I've been doing, like, getting my hair done. I had a couple stylists doing my hair. I just recently combed out my locks, so, like, I'm in my wig era.
Why did you comb out your locks? I'm sorry. Why? I'm like, no!
I'm going to bring them back, but my hair fell out from postpartum. So, like, oh, okay. I'm missing hair in the middle of my head. Mm-hmm. I ain't got no hair in the middle of my head. Oh, my goodness. Imagine me trying to wear my locks down, and there's a big old bald spot in the middle. Okay. That's embarrassing.
No. I understand that. So, are you, like, taking, like, any type of treatment for that? Or are you, like, putting, like, oils?
No, I'm supposed to go see a dermatologist to see if it's, like, within the scalp, like, what's going on, or if it's just from postpartum.
Okay. You want to talk about your postpartum?
It's a sensitive topic, I'm open to it.
No, only if you want to, girl.
I'm open to it because I know,
you know, deal with it. And sometimes, you know, it's like, no, or it's like, oh, yeah, I'm open.
Yeah, I'm open to it. There's a lot of awareness that needs to be, you know, put on there.
Yeah.
In the spotlight, because a lot of people take that as a joke.
It's not a joke.
Postpartum is not a joke.
It's not a joke. It's real. Like, oh, no, you're just going through emotions. You'll be back to normal. Like, sometimes it's a little bit more than that. Like, it takes mm-hmm. more than that. It takes a toll on you. So, because I don't think I've experienced postpartum, because I think I'm just a little, my hormones are just off, like, regardless. But, like, how are you coping to get through that? Is that, is you being in your soft girl era helping you cope through the postpartum, like, doing that self-care for yourself and really, like, loving on yourself and help you get through your postpartum?
I think it is. It has been helping a lot. Like, when I first had my son, like, my son's about to be 2, so, like, that's another thing, too. Mm-hmm. Postpartum don't have a stop date. Like, you don't know how long that's going to last. And I actually started getting it after he turned 1. I didn't even have it before then.
See, it's not, people think it's, like, right after the baby and stuff like that. It can set in later.
So he turned 1 in December, and just, like, when my hair started falling out and, like, I didn't have my locks no more, I just didn't feel pretty anymore. I'm like, girl, look at you. You're already big. You are beautiful. Thank you. I gained so much weight, too, so, like, looking at myself, I'm just like, I'm not pretty. And then, like, not to put my relationship business on blast, but we stopped going on dates. And I'm like, is it because I'm not pretty? Like, I just started feeling really bad. And I'm like, maybe if I just get out. And so my birthday was in June, so that's 6 months after he turned 1. Mm. Maybe around July, I started like, okay, I'm going to try to start wearing wigs, see how that works. So the first thing I did was get a wig. And I was like, okay, I'm feeling.
You felt like,
I'm feeling okay.
Feeling like yourself again.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I look kind of cute. Okay. Yeah. Then August rolled around. I got another wig. Got my nails done for the first time in I don't know how long. Yeah. Got my feet done. Well, I always get my feet done. But, like, I got my feet done to match my nails. And I was like, oh, this is what they mean, like, matching everything.
Matching sets and everything.
The matching set. started vlogging more, and like my confidence started boosting because a lot of people do remind me, like, "Oh, you're pretty." Like, I don't know what you're talking about, girl.
Yeah, like we see you tripping. Yeah.
But it's just hard. You got to remind yourself, like, you are beautiful, even when you don't feel your prettiest. Even if you just got to go do a little bit of something like skincare, just to feel prettier. Like, I'm big on skincare. Like, I mean, I know you can't tell right now.
No, your skin looks just good. Like, it's clear.
I just started taking birth control, so I'm a little off right now. But other than that, like, I've been really big on, like, my skincare. That's the biggest portion that really helped me. I'm like, girl, you going without makeup? Oh,
yeah,
you cute,
no,
girl.
I said you ain't got no makeup, and your skin looks good. Like, it looks clear. Like, you're beautiful. I always want you to know that. Like, don't ever feel like you're not pretty.
Too, girl. You'll smile.
Thank you. But, like, no, I really want you to know that because you are really pretty. I don't ever want you to feel like that. So I'm going to be the one to say it. And, you know, don't ever just, you know, downplay yourself. Just know that you're a beautiful black woman. And I appreciate you for coming on this show. And I'm going to boost your confidence up every time.
Thank you.
Yes. So we're going to switch topic a little bit. I wanted to talk about, by the time y'all see this, it's going to be old, but I want to talk about the dating right now. Like,
yeah.
It's a viral thing going on right now about, okay, so a girl made a post basically on Facebook, and she was naming like a whole list of restaurants that are not acceptable to her for a first date. And the list was pretty wild. I want to say I agree with a few of the items that was on there, but not all of them, because I'm like, come on now. Like, and then like the fellas came back with like a clap back, like, oh well, let's not date women that's X, Y, Z. And that list was outrageous too. So I'm like, I feel like everybody always say what they don't want. What do you want? Because when you ask somebody, a man or a woman, what they do want, it's like, well, like, okay, but you quick to say what you don't want.
Right.
So I want to go through the list. Like, I really want to go through the list, y'all, because I feel like it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Let me bring it up. Because I'm like, how can all this be on here? Okay, so we're going to start with the woman's list first. Mm-hmm. So it says, here's a list of places women absolutely refuse to go on a first date to, and thank you, ladies who reach out, whatever. So the first one, everybody's talking about Cheesecake Factory. What's wrong with Cheesecake Factory? Why we not going on a date, a first date to a Cheesecake Factory? Like,
I don't think nothing's wrong with the Cheesecake Factory.
I don't think nothing's wrong with it.
I mean, it's... Why, it depends what city you go in.
It depends on where you at.
But, I mean, it's nice. I mean, it's not no steakhouse like that or nothing, mm-hmm. but it's not my mama's basement either.
Thank you. It's not like no, you know, rinky-dink, like, you're just taking me anywhere, fast food, wherever. But I feel like it's decent.
Yeah.
It's decent, and you should just be, like, appreciative of wherever somebody take you, because they didn't have to take you nowhere.
Okay,
because you know, dudes is Netflix and chilling.
I was about to say, nobody taking nobody on dates now.
You go right to the house, like, oh, you thought we was going out? Oh, yeah, no, well, I got some Hot Pockets and some Patron at the house. Like,
okay.
So, I feel like Cheesecake Factory is okay. Mm-hmm. The next one is Applebee's for a first date. How you feel about Applebee's?
They about to eat me up. They gonna eat me up in your comments, because why was that me and my boyfriend's first date? Was it Applebee's?
It was Applebee's.
It was Applebee's.
I mean, Applebee's, you know, what is it, 2 for $20 Applebee's?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, like, sometimes we balling on the budget.
Balling,
you know?
On the budget. And not to put his finances at the time out there, but I just thought it was genuine because he's 10 years older than me. Mm-hmm. And when we met, I was 22. What's no man at 22 taking me, not even to McDonald's to go eat. So
right.
I'll take that Applebee's shoe.
Yeah. Take a little Applebee's. I'll take a little wing or two.
I guess it depends on the age bracket, too. Like,
yeah.
A lot of people are thinking, like, if you're over 30, you shouldn't be going to Applebee's on the first date.
Yeah, it depends. It depends. Like, so it, I would say this list really does depend on age, because mm-hmm. if you're 18 and somebody take you to, you know, Applebee's for a first date or, you
acceptable.
Know, any other place, it's acceptable.
Yeah.
But if you, like, 30 plus and you taking me to Applebee's for a first date,
it's like you didn't put no thought in it.
You
like,
didn't even care. Like,
Applebee's is open on Friday till 11. I'm taking her there.
And I got happy hour.
Okay.
Come on, let's go. let me see. Okay, let me say the ones I don't agree with. So the ones I don't agree with are church. I don't want to go to church on the first date. Like, how is that a first date? Like, oh, like, if somebody legit asks me, like, hey, you want to go on a date? I'm okay, cool. And you... I pull up to the address, and it's the church.
The church, yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I know God. I'm trying to get to know you. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I probably would have pulled right back off, honestly, because that's yeah, that's giving like overbearing Christian. Like, yeah. You about to start telling me how to dress.
Me on the first day. Yeah. I don't like that. Mm-mm. Yeah, that's a little bit much.
Yeah, I could agree with them. Like, no, don't church. Take me that.
Let's do what they put on a buffet. It depends on what buffet we going to.
Okay, explain that, because I'm
like, okay, so if we out somewhere, like say we in Vegas or something, you know, mm-hmm. they got those nice ass buffets out there, seafood buffets, all type of stuff going on. I'm open to that.
Yeah,
you know, that's more like a more luxury buffet.
Right,
I'm cool with that, but. Golden Corral, Hometown,
yeah, no.
A Chinese buffet. You lost me.
Yeah. That's just giving. Girl, you worth $5.99 and all you can eat.
All you can eat. And I'm going to take you back to the crib. I'm going to say no. Yeah,
and then the food don't be good. So it's just like, girl, bye. I'm just trying to snatch.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do all that. It says any fast food chain. I don't agree with that either. Like, I don't think you should be taking nobody to a fast food on the first date
at all. Not a date at all.
At all.
Like, you might want to bring me lunch or something at work. That's fine.
That's
but
fine.
A date, nah.
Because I'm trying to think of what fast food would I find acceptable for a first date. Like,
Wingstop.
Wink up. I can make lemon pepper at home, baby. Like, I'm not trying to.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so that's different.
Yeah,
okay. If we go into a park and you done set up the, I love a picnic.
I love me a
picnic,
picnic too.
I'm a picnic girl. Mm-hmm. And ain't nobody did that for me yet. I love picnics. Like, spread out the little blanket, had a basket, had a lemonade. Like, I just love it. So if you pull out some Wingstop from the picnic basket.
Yeah, that's different.
I'm going to be okay
that's
with that.
That's picnic food. Yeah, of course.
So, but I'm not going to eat inside a Wingstop on our first date.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm sorry. What's another one? Ice cream dates. I don't even know why that's on here.
Why
like,
is that on there? That's beautiful.
I would love that. Take me to Cold Stone.
Take us a walk.
Take me.
Hello?
On a hot summer day? Man. And y'all just walking, holding hands in the park with your ice cream.
Yeah,
and
nah, they wilding with that one.
I would love to go on an ice cream date as a first date. And y'all really get to talk and know each other. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know?
That one's good for, like, if you don't want to eat in front of somebody, too.
Yeah.
I'm scared to eat ice cream in front of somebody.
Because it's just a little scoop of ice cream. IHOP and Denny's. Absolutely not.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
That's after club.
Yeah, that's right. Like, no. Okay, so maybe I would let that one slide.
If it was after the club.
If it was after the club. Yeah. And you're like, you know, I want to take some. Only Denny's is open. We ain't got no Waffle House in California. So, and that was on the list, too. But we ain't got no Waffle House, nothing like that.
Yeah,
so, if it's after the club. And Denny's, IHOP open late night. You know, that could be like, oh, our first little date was there. And then you taking me to another restaurant on our second date,
right.
You know.
Oh, but you met the dude at the club, right? He didn't just call you like, hey, let's go to Denny's late
That's
night.
That's what I'm too. Like, let's go to the club for the first date. I'm like, I'm not going to the club. I can't even hear you. I can't
right.
even talk to you. Like, what are we doing? You know, dancing is a different story. Like, if you want to go dancing or something, like, I think that's real grown. You got to be real grown.
Girl, I don't know how to dance. So, can't nobody take me dancing. We're going to be looking. I got two left foot.
Doing our little thing. So, that was the women's list I didn't agree with. So, let's go to the men's list.
I heard that men's list is just wrong.
I'm not even listening.
Just by your look on your face.
Girl. So, it says a group of men made a list of the kind of women, because they felt some type of way about that list. So, they made a list of the type of women that you should never take on a date.
So, not the dates itself, the type of
the
women.
The type of women.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, number one, single mothers. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, so, okay. How?
Yeah.
How?
About 80% of women are single mothers. Your mama's probably a single mother.
Your mama was probably a single mother. So what are you saying, sir?
What?
What are you talking about? Yeah, that don't even make sense. So single mothers, like, you don't want to deal with the kids maybe or something like that. And really, I think this list is just based off to be petty, first of all. But we still going to talk about it.
Yeah, because ain't no way. You dating me, not my kid. And my kid is not coming on the first date.
Okay. Number two, women with tattoos. Everybody damn near got a tattoo.
At least one.
Like, I barely got my second tattoo. Like, I have two tattoos. Like, somebody can have a lot of tattoos, whatever. It doesn't matter. I think it's really just based off the person. Because somebody could be, you know, tatted up, and they might think, oh, this and this and that, you know, because they had hella tattoos. But it could be the most sweetest girl you ever met. Like, that makes no sense to me. Women who dress like this in public, I don't know what they really mean by that. Sex workers, so OnlyFans girls, strippers, call girls, escorts, Instagram models, and bottle girls.
Not the bottle girls. These are poor bottle girls.
What do I do? What I gotta do with this? So they saying don't ever date them.
Is women, it because they have like a male fan base? They don't want competition, right?
That's more of like an insecurity.
That's insecurity.
Because yeah. I'm like, you worried about me going out and, you know, doing my thing. That's my job at the end of the day.
Right.
You know, so if you're insecure, that means I'm going to put on my list insecure men. I'm not dating no insecure men.
Right.
You know, especially if that's, you know, what I do from the beginning. Don't try to change that afterwards, too.
Right.
You know, if I post certain things on Instagram or whatever, what have you like that, don't try to change me once you get into the relationship with me.
I hate women.
I do not like that. Like, this is how you met me, like, and you was cool with it. This is what attracted you to me. Don't try to get with me and then now change it. Right. Women who drink liquor regularly.
Well, what's considered regular? Every weekend, three times a week. And what's considered liquor? Because I like a little bottle of wine.
What's considered regular and what's considered liquor? Because wine ain't really like liquor.
Okay,
liquor,
so we talking about like Hennessy, tequila.
Yeah, like you just drinking like Casamigos all day. Like, are you?
I mean, I don't think no women just drinks all day every day.
Yeah,
maybe
that's
every
a
weekend.
Hard, yeah, but every weekend, like, hey, especially if you about your business and you, you know, you got. You a mom, you working, you got stuff going for yourself. You deserve a little drink at the end of the week. Absolutely. Feel like I don't see nothing wrong with that.
I don't see nothing wrong with
that. Now, if you just drinking every day.
Like a Four Loko during the week, then maybe.
Not the Four Loko. That's a little excessive.
I don't know no beers. So yeah, Four Loko. So
yeah, no.
Modelo, is that what they're talking about, like, during the week?
Yeah, that's yeah. a bit much. Mm-hmm. I can't, even if a dude drank every day, like,
yeah,
I don't like that.
That.
I don't find that attractive.
I don't like alcoholism.
You got a problem.
Yeah. That's giving you finna put a white beater on and start doing too much. Yeah, nah.
I'm not finna play. Women on dating apps. I mean, I kind of get that. Because why are you on a, like, I mean, you on a dating app, that means, like, you might be, you know, talking to me, talking to somebody else, or you might still keep the app and, you know, still just have something in the cut. Like, that's what anybody, like, if you on a dating app. No offense to people that's on dating apps. But that's, I mean, I'm just putting it out there.
I mean, if you met her on a dating app, though, that speak more of you.
Exactly, because y'all
real.
Both on there.
Yeah.
So how you going to tell me I gave you on a dating app when you met me
on
a
there,
app?
Yeah. That's weird. I get them.
Let's see. Women who travel regularly. That just don't make no sense. You know what?
We she's supposed to be local. Like,
you
and
a
especially
lab,
if you have,
bitch. You a lab. Like,
if you don't got no kids and you doing your thing during the week, working, travel.
Travel.
Especially if you young. Travel.
Yeah, you want to see the world. You want to get out. That's how you might meet your husband. That's how you might meet your wife, by traveling. The people in your city might be trash as hell. You know, you got to get out and travel outside your city. And I want to talk about, because it's all this back and forth between men and women. And I don't want this. I need to live up to this standards. Like, stop saying what you don't want and what do you want. Because I feel like it's a lot of noise when people talk about what they don't want. They can name off 20 things off their list. But when it's time to say what they do want, it's like, well, you don't even know what you want.
Right. Take 20 minutes to give one answer. Like. That took all the time to say that. All
exactly. Right. So, like, what do you want when it comes to dating? Like, I feel like, ladies, if you are going to tell a man, like, you know, what you don't want, tell him what you do want as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and or matter of fact, don't even tell him what you don't want. Tell him what you do want so he'll know to do those things.
And
he knows what you like.
I could definitely agree with that. I think every relationship, once you guys make it official and you guys decide you guys are going to do this, You should go into relationships with rules ahead of time. Tell them what you do want.
Yeah.
Because if you don't,
girl, and you're going to
be
mad.
In trouble. Yeah. You're going to be mad.
You're like, well, I don't like this. Well, I didn't know that. Like,
should have said that from the beginning. Now we 6 months in, and now what?
Now what we going to do? We stuck, baby. So it's like, yeah, like, I feel like it has to be equal parts. And I feel like with men, like, I feel like it's a lot of back and forth. Like, women will say what they don't want. So men will be like, well, they'll come back at it with, like, a rebuttal.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, we don't want this or we don't want that. So now it's like a tit for tat thing. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, I feel like in this generation right now, like, this current generation that we in right now, it's a lot of pettiness. It's a lot of pettiness going back and forth with the men and the women. And I feel like it's kind of meant for us, not meant as it like it's meant to be, but like it's meant for us, like with the society, for us to go against each other and not be for each other.
And I think a lot of that has to do with women saying that. Well, I wouldn't say women said it, but I don't know who started this, men or women. It was probably both of us.
It's both of us started.
But saying like the gender role thing, like, once that got taken out and everybody started going 50-50, I think feel like, you know.
Yeah.
They don't like that.
They don't like
it. It don't make them feel manly anymore once we went 50-50. And so
is that
a lot of sassy
started?
Men. Yeah, a lot of sassy men now. They getting a little sassy now.
They get a little zesty.
A little
I don't like that either.
Not all men, but I don't know. They feel challenged a little bit.
Yeah, and we shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be a competition between men and women. It's many women and women need men. That's why we was put here together. Like, you know, if we didn't need each other, it would have been all just one gender. Or been all, you know what I'm saying? So we need each other. We have to learn how to work with each other and not let the bullshit, the internet, social media, and these opinions of people that don't even fucking matter interfere with what you really like. Because somebody could really like, you know, Cheesecake Factory and be like, well, shit, now I can't ask them to take me there because now I gotta, you know, stand up for the girls. I gotta stand up. I gotta root for them. I gotta, you know, now I gotta go to STK. I gotta go to Roof Chris. I gotta go to, you know, all the expensive places. And it's like, well, damn, like, if that's what you really like, if you really love Cheesecake Factory, don't be ashamed of that.
Okay.
Go get your bread, girl, because that bread is good.
Okay.
That chocolate bread, what is it called? What's
Texas Roadhouse on that list, girl? Girl, I love me some Texas Roadhouse.
Don't play
that bread.
That bread
is good. Ooh, them fried pickles and that bread.
I ain't had no fried pickles.
Oh, you got to try the fried pickles.
I never had fried pickles from Texas, but I'm going to go. Texas Roadhouse bread, Red Lobster bread. Like, I'm not, you, listen.
Battle of the Breads? Yeah.
I'm a bread girl, so any place that got good bread, you can take me. Mm-hmm. I don't even care.
I think social media ruined it for everybody. Like you said, like, you're seeing all these aesthetically pleasing videos, date videos.
Yes.
And they go into these steakhouses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like, now they're like, cheesecake, you could have did better.
And now you just lost out on a good man because you didn't want to go on this.
That could have been your husband, girl.
His ego, like, well, damn, like, I can't even take her here. Like, this is not even acceptable. You know what I'm saying? Just because you're going based off what you've seen and what everybody else is going off of.
Yeah.
I think that's unfair. So it's like, I feel like some of this stuff, too, comes from dating trauma. Like, a lot of people have, you know, been screwed over because girls are going dates with guys just for the food. Like, you ain't got no money. Like, you don't have nothing going for yourself. You can't buy yourself your own food, because if you're doing that, it shouldn't matter where he take you, because you can go get whatever you want.
Okay.
I feel like, and most guys get like traumatized. Like, I'm really rooting for the men right now. Like, y'all being petty, but like, some of the women are really like causing y'all dating trauma, because it's like, okay, well, I took this girl out, I really liked her, I took her here, I took her there,
and then
took her shopping because I really like you, not because I'm trying to get in your drawers. Like, I just figured I really fuck with you, and then I hit you up the next day, hey, how you doing? Don't get no reply.
Right.
They get ghosted.
Yeah, I don't like
that.
And
I feel bad. Like,
I did for somebody doing more than what he was doing. So, like,
well,
so now that every time he sees somebody or takes somebody, he'll take them out to eat, but it just be on some, like,
chill type vibe.
Yeah, like, I ain't doing all that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you not doing this for me? Oh, out of here. Like, he's that type now. I'm like,
yeah,
that's crazy.
And he wasn't like that at first, but because of what she did, now he's like that. And a lot of men are like, well, I'm only going, like, they're only giving us bits and pieces of themselves, which I kind of agree with because of what's going on right now and how it's going on right now. So if, like, a guy might take you to Applebee's on the first date just to see if you really fuck with him.
Right.
And then after that, okay, well, maybe the dates might progress after that. Okay, well, first it was Applebee's, and then it was, you know, maybe take you a little Red Lobster. Okay, now I'm taking a little Ruth Chris, and then after that, I'm going to take you to Crustaceans. It's like, okay, he going to build you up to see, like, what are you really here for? Because you're here for what I can offer you, not because of me.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then sometimes, like, they don't believe it. It's just, like, it's just hard right now. The dating pool is trash. Point blank, period.
I don't even want to step back into
bullshit.
It. You hear me, baby? We stuck in this for life because I'm not stepping back in it. We're going to try it 30 times before I go back in that dating pool.
It's swamp water out here. It's the swamp water. Like, and I refuse because it's, like, you never know people's pure intentions. It's like you really got to really get to know that person based off, like, their energy and how they make you feel and stuff like that, because it's just really trash out here. So that's why I'm like, I'm single right now, and I'm cool.
I would be too, girl, if I was you. And if I had the opportunity, trust me, I wouldn't be dating around either.
I would have just, I'm not texting too much. I'm not doing this too much. I think it's really true nowadays. Like, back then, no. But right now, you got to like me more than I like you. Because I know I'm going to like you for real. I'm like a genuine person. Like, if I like you, I fuck with you. I don't care how much money you got or none of that shit. Like, you could have $1 million, but if you treat me like trash, like, I'm not fucking with
you. It's not worth it.
It's not worth money. It's not everything. It's something. Money is something, but it's not everything to where I'm willing to be, you know, manipulated or my self-esteem is under attack because of you. I'm not gonna deal with that. I don't care how much money you got. So that's just it is what it is right there. And I feel like a lot of people, like, need to build up their self-confidence right now. You know, I feel like a lot of that right now is going on, especially with all the mental health issues and things like that. We just so caught up in what's going on right now, but we need to really take care of ourselves. So, I mean, I feel like once we start loving ourselves and being genuine with ourselves, we'll start, you know, showing that to other people. And we could actually have a good relationship with other people, men, women, whatever. You can start showing that and reciprocating that to others as you give it to yourself. Yes. So, yeah, like, I don't know. That's just crazy that's going on right now. I just wanted to talk about that because it's viral right now.
I know. They're talking about it at work. I can't go nowhere without them talking about it. I'm like, dang, not y'all too. Y'all ain't here too.
Yeah.
Got my mama talking about it.
Not your mama talking about it.
My mama don't need to be talking about that.
Mama like, I'm fine with cheesecake.
She sure is. See, that's why I don't date now. I'm like,
yeah, it's
hard. I don't blame you, girl.
It's really, really hard. So once you find your person, I feel like, just stay with them. And, like, what's working for your relationship right now? Like, how are you lasting so long? Like, what keeps y'all together and keeps it going?
Girl, a little headlock every now and then.
I thought you were going to say a little head and all that. No, she said headlock. Nigga, she said headlock. Oh, my God.
That afterwards, but you know, a little headlock first.
You are so a little headlock here and there, you know, keep them on the hook, you know. Oh,
no,
my God.
I think with us being like, because in the beginning it wasn't where it is now. It was more on some he think he my dad type stuff, just because he is older than me, and I was pretty young when we got together. But he had to realize, like, you know, we ain't got you this young girl. She's still in her prime, turning up. You gotta let her wait. And he was still turning up. I don't know why he was trying to act like he wasn't turning up.
Together, baby.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how we met. We met at the club, so you know I'm the turn up queen.
How you? Boy.
What'd you say earlier? Don't try to change me.
Don't try to change me.
You know,
especially when we met in that room.
Yeah, so I just think it's a lot of communication. We're still working on communication, like, day by day.
Yeah.
But we've gotten so much better at communicating. We still yell from time to time, like I said, a little head.
All couples
but
do.
But I think it's, like, necessary, too, because nobody's perfect.
Yeah, at
y'all
all.
I know dang well Beyonce over there yelling at Jay-Z, got him in a corner somewhere.
Or got it, her sister going upside his head in the elevator.
Right.
Yeah, so
I think communication is, like, top. It's the top.
Okay.
Just understanding, too, because without understanding, what's the point of communicating? You communicating for nothing. Y'all just both talking.
Just talking, and you're not understanding. It's going in one ear and out the other.
And that took me a long time, especially, like, with me being so young. It probably took me, like, the first 3 years to start getting that. Then him being a man, no No offense, but men, they take a little bit longer to mature.
They do.
But he about to be 40, so he finally finally getting it. He like, okay.
It's like,
all right, I'm getting too old. Yeah.
Yeah. So, because I'm like, my child's father, he's older too. So, I was 19. Yeah, I was 19 when I got with him, and he was 27.
Oh, okay.
And so now he's
around the same.
Yeah. So I'm 30 now. I'm 30 now. And I got a little. I'm 30. I'm 30 now, and he's 38. Yeah, he's 38 right now. Mm-hmm. So it's like he is older than me. So I'm like, dang, you older than my brother, nigga. Like,
yeah, like
you older than my older brother. Like,
I be sitting there thinking, like,
yeah. Shout out to my baby daddy though. Yeah, so just like, you know, dating the older man, I like, it has its perks to it too, you know. Yeah. So I enjoyed my time with him, and it's cool. Like, I felt like it was cool. I feel like, I don't know, like, as a younger woman, like, you dating the older dude, it's like, I feel like more secure. Like, I would probably never date nobody that was younger than me.
Mm-mm. I did it once.
Mm-mm. Never again, ever. Because
traumatized.
Yeah, I talked to somebody that was, and he was 2 years older than me, and it still didn't. I'm like, well, 2 years not that young, but I'm just like
immature, like I said.
Yeah,
it's the men out there, but they mature slower. So
yeah,
that gap is needed for sure.
Absolutely. So I'm like, I like to date older, not hella old. Like, I think the oldest I would probably date is like, I am 30 now, so I could date uncles. So we're going to go ahead and do, like, 40 probably, like, the
you
oldest.
You you could date uncles.
Uh-huh. I could date the
your
son.
Baby daddy's at the uncle age. Once you hit 35. Once you hit 35, that's an uncle.
That's uncle. Aunt. Cool, aunt. What your fine ass?
We be going to the store. They be like, what's up, uncle? What's up, OG? Like, OG? I be turning around like, what, OG? Oh, the one I'm with.
I'll tell you, I'll probably do like 40. I'll do like a little uncle. I can't do no granddads or nothing like that. I can't do nothing with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no. I was going to try once. I think I was like 20, and I was at the security job at this, what was that, like a, basically like a factory, Crate and Barrel. You know what that is?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. It was one of the managers was trying to talk to me. He was at the uncle age at the time. I tried it, but he was giving grandpa. He wasn't giving uncle. I was like, this is too old for me.
It's too much. I can't do it.
I went to his house, like, not, I don't know, stuff like that, but I just stayed at his house because it was right there by my job.
Yeah.
And I was like,
this
is.
Smell like.
No, his house was clean. No, his house was clean, smelled good, everything. Okay. But it just was giving grandpa. I couldn't even, like, he put his arm around me. I was like. I slept so weird that night.
To make sure you was away from grandpa. Like, I'm
on
there.
Nah.
Girl, I'm trying to tell you. So, what's your sign?
I'm scared to say. The most hated sign?
The most hated sign. Okay, hold on. Because the most hated sign for me is might be different from everybody else. I don't like it's Sagittarius.
I don't like them either. And I'm dating one. Them some little terrorists. No, I'm not Sagittarius.
Sagittarius.
For sure.
Don't get it twisted. I'm going to make sure this come out in Sagittarius season just so I can fuck with y'all, too. It's crazy that my son is a Sagittarius.
My son is, too, but he don't give off, like, them older ones.
We get a chance to raise them.
Oh, okay. Because that's what it
better
is.
Better them. That's what it is. That's what it is. Because I'm like, I just cannot do, I just can't. Yeah. I just can't. Mm-hmm. So.
For many reasons.
What's your?
I'm a Gemini. The most hated sign. Nobody likes us.
Geminis, I hear a lot. My baby daddy is Gemini. He,
Oh, they're men, Gemini. Oh, he a May one?
Yeah.
Wait, because you I'm June. Surprised. You're yeah, June. Yeah. I'm surprised you said you get along with him.
Girl, I know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it's always a lot of chatter about Geminis. Like, I always got to ask everybody to come on my show, like, what's your sign like? I want to see if we're compatible. But Geminis, I've always had a good relationship with Geminis. Like, my baby daddy, he cool. Like, I had fun with him. We laugh, joke, talk all the time. Like, they like to talk a lot. Yeah. But
I do. When I get drunk, I do.
I'll just
be going in.
Yeah, Geminis are cool, though. I don't know why I get so much hate. Like, I guess they be like, oh, y'all got two sides to y'all and the evil twins and
I think it depends on the person, too, because my other side only come out when I'm, like, really passionate about something. Like, it could be like an argument or like somebody just, for instance, when you're crying, like, I'm like, oh, my passion side's out, like, you know, I'm such a loving person. But like that other side be coming out like when I'm pissed, like,
yeah, well, you
gotta get me there though, because it take a minute to get me there. Like, mm-hmm. I don't just be popping off. And the May Geminis, they just be popping off. My sister a May Gemini.
And she be at rock.
She got us kicked out of club one time for popping off for no reason. Some girl bumped me. And I didn't feel the girl because I'm minding my business. And we had to get out the club because she was smacked the girl.
Yeah, she was like, that's my sister.
That's my sister. Like, and I'm like, you can't be doing that, girl. Yeah.
They go to bat for you. Like, they don't play. Like, about
I
mean,
I respect you for that, but I don't. At the same time, like, you didn't have to do that, girl, like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't that serious.
I love
I think the repetition comes from May Geminis for sure.
I make sure
I say it's the May Geminis.
Yeah, she like, June is cool. We good. The women Geminis, like, that I run into, y'all is cool, y'all sweet, like, y'all steady yourself, y'all, like, have good conversation. I've never had a bad experience with a woman Gemini. I'm going to just put that out there. So y'all cool in my book.
I've had it with the men. It's the men. I dated a man Gemini just to see how it would work. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was because he was from SAC or if it was because he was from a Gemini.
He was a Sacramento May Gemini. So
no, he was a June Gemini. Oh, he was June. And that's why I was like, oh, you probably the one of the reasons we get this reputation.
Yeah. So
it was a weird one.
So what's the sign you hate the most?
Sagittarius.
That's the
one. I'm with a Sagittarius, and that is the sign I hate the most.
And you air heat, that's fire. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I could do fire signs I don't really get along with. But I would say the most one is Sagittarius, and then second would have to be Leo. I don't really care for Leos like that.
Now imagine living in a house with one of each.
Oh my God.
Or two of each, because two Sagittariuses and a Leo.
Ooh.
In my household. Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Like, Anna Virgo and the Aries. I'm like, this house is just a mess.
Oh, my God. You need some water up in there. Like, no, for real. Where the water at?
No water.
You got air, fire, and earth. Man. Earth is pretty cool. Earth signs are pretty mellow. I love me a good Virgo. I love me a Taurus.
My best friend's a Taurus.
Taurus is cool. They're a little stubborn, but they cool. And my mom is a Capricorn, which is earth sign too. Okay. So my mom,
I don't like Capricorns either, though. Honestly, I dated a Cap. I actually did a story time on him on my channel, but I dated a Cap, and he just thought he was she could do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Can't tell him nothing.
Shit.
What's their sign? They symbol. Not a ram. What's the
it's
other
a,
one?
Is it a goat? A goat. Billy goat.
A billy goat.
It's a billy goat.
Yeah, that hard head. Like, yeah. They're hard headed.
Ramming the head in this shit. Like, yeah. That's why your head hard right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, Capricorns is, I don't know. My mom, she.
It's different. It's your mom.
It's my mama. My mom's but she's still hard headed.
But my mom's a Sagittarius, and obviously I gotta. Yeah, I'm surrounded by them things. Obviously, gotta love her.
Have no choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a love-hate relationship. I love my mama, though. I don't really know another Capricorn like that. I ran into one, a male one, and he was just really, like, dominant, like, to, like, take charge and everything, which was cool, but until it was too much. I'm like, okay, like, you're going a little bit overboard now.
Overbearing.
But other than that, I like other water signs. I like...
Because what's your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
Oh, a Cancer. Oh, that's what I was supposed to be. Yeah. And that's when people say I give off Cancer. I don't give off Gemini. And I'm like, really?
Yeah, I'm like, I was like, what's your sign? Like, you said June. That's why I'm like,
I was supposed Gemini to be a Cancer, but I was born early. But like,
oh, okay.
I don't know. I feel
Are
like,
you on the cusp or?
No, I'm right in the middle of Gemini season, like smack in the middle.
When's your,
June 5th.
June 5th. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm smack definitely. In the middle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think I give off Cancer, too, because I have a lot of Cancer friends. I'm like, yeah, we're one in the same, girl.
Yeah. See, Cancer and Gemini. You got to go out. Let me see. I never really dealt with a Pisces like that either, but Pisces, they cool.
They cool. They My cool. other best friends are Pisces.
Yeah.
They sisters. Mellow. So they Taurus and Pisces. And
oh, okay.
Yeah.
They earth and water go together.
Yeah, the our little trio is cool.
Okay. So what is some... advice that you would give the listeners right now, what would you say? What's on your mind to give?
I'm gonna go back to the mental health thing because that's the biggest thing that's going on right now. I don't know if it's after COVID or what.
I think COVID definitely had
I think
impact.
It triggered because there's a lot of younger people going through depression. That's wild. But I would just say find something that will make you stay true to yourself. And don't get lost in this world.
Mm.
Regarding the dating thing, like, don't go off of others' opinions and let that affect how you respond. Just staying true to yourself. Like, that would be the main thing. Like, stay true to yourself because it's hard out there. Like, there's a lot of people who want to portray to be something that they're not or give off a better aesthetic than what they give. And it's kind of obvious because you could tell when somebody's, like, you know, doing too much.
Doing too much or that's not really you. It's not.
It's not you. Yeah. And that's pretty much it that I could think of right now. I'm so cloudy right now. I got so much going on.
I know.
That's another thing. Like, take time to yourself.
Yes.
I need some time to myself. I think that's why I'm so cloudy right now.
Yeah. It's like, and work on a balance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure
balancing.
You're spending an adequate amount of time, whatever you're doing. Like, okay, I'm going to give, you know, an hour to this. Don't overwork yourself. Don't overload yourself. And this advice is going for me, especially. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, don't overload myself because you'll take on so much just because you think you can carry it. But then at the end of the day, when everything hits you at one time and you're breaking down, it's like you realize in that moment, like, I can't do everything. Mm-hmm. You know, you can do everything, but balance it out. You know, do this one day, do this the next day. You don't have to all cram it in at one time just because you want to prove to yourself, like, I could do this, I could do that. Or you want to prove to somebody else, you know, I could do this and take it on myself. Mm-hmm. It just because somebody else is at a different pace than you. You know what I'm saying? Well, I could do it too. Like, it's okay. Run your own race. Like, run at your own pace and run and stay in your own lane. And that's how you're going to make it. And I'm learning that it's just like to take, like you said, take time for yourself because it's important. If not, like, if you don't put in that self-care and give yourself that self-love and rest, like, get some sleep, get some rest. Like, people be going off of, you know, 4 or 5 hours. You're really supposed to have 8 hours of sleep.
No, that's me, 4 or 5 hours.
Girl, you need some sleep.
I know.
You need some sleep.
I know.
So, but really, like, take care of yourself because at the end of the day, like, we're only getting older. Like, I just turned 30 and I'm like, I found a gray hair, like, right here.
Yeah, I seen about three or four in there.
Girl.
I'm right behind you. I'll be 30 in June, so.
Yeah, so I was like, we really got to take care of ourselves because I'm like, I'm trying to keep my hair brown as long as I can, okay? As long as I can. Let the gray hairs come naturally when they're supposed to.
Also, you need to ask for help when you need to, honestly.
Yeah.
That's another thing I'm learning right now is asking for help. My mom told me, I'm like, girl, you better start asking for help. Stop trying to, like you said, stop trying to do everything.
Yeah, be so independent. Yourself. Like, you don't have to.
I'm like, girl, you taught me that. You taught me how to be independent. Yeah. How you going to tell me?
Yeah. See, and it's like when you raised by, especially like single mothers, like you raised by a single mom and you see her do everything by herself and she's so independent. It's like, okay, well, cool. Like, you know, but she don't have to do that. Right. You know, that's why as when it says it takes a village, like that's just not for kids either. It takes a village to raise a kid. No, it takes for adults too. Like, it's always good to have people in your corner. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't have to sit there and go through it alone. You know what I'm saying? You have a phone, pick up your phone, call somebody, or, you know, even if you don't feel like calling nobody, just pray. If you are a spiritual person, religious person, pray. Like, you know, just reach out, speak to God, speak to somebody, you know what I'm saying? Just to get that burden off your chest.
Absolutely.
So that's our advice. Go ahead and remind the people where they can find you at. Give them your socials.
What socials do I have right now? Girl, I done deleted most of my socials. I'm taking a little mental break, but my Instagram's still open. So my Instagram is at daymulan, daimulaan. And my YouTube channel is daymulan, daimulaan.
Okay, go check her out. Subscribe,
you guys.
To her channel.
Y'all won't be disappointed. Thank I got a lot of new content coming out 2024.
It's okay. And you said you were speaking on starting a business.
Yes, I'm relaunching my business. It's under construction right now. That link is in my Instagram bio. If you need to get you some cosmetics or your girl some cosmetics, skincare.
Okay.
Everything's vegan, so. Yeah, I'm working on all that right now.
And I'm excited for
I'm excited.
You're going to be doing your big one. You're going to have your cosmetic line. You're going to school for your esthetician.
Yeah.
So you're going to be like all things like skincare.
Yeah, I'm trying to stop working for these people. That's what that is.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be sleeping 3 hours a day.
Exactly. So I'm proud of you. You're doing your thing.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm proud of you too. Your show, girl.
Thank you.
I told you I put everybody on. We've been all up in
there.
Getting into debates and stuff. Thanks.
Thank you so much for supporting. I appreciate it so much. And y'all go check her out and make sure y'all subscribe to this channel and go run them audio plays up on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I'm gonna put the link in the bio just in case you can't watch this. You can listen to it while you're driving on your way to work or on your lunch break, whatever. Just make sure you go subscribe and listen and rate and review. And I'll see you guys on another episode of Quantity Radio. We out.